Good morning. Today we are finishing the topic of a woman laning in shul. And as we saw, there is a Gemara in Megillah that says that a woman can have an aliyah. She can lane as well. However, because of kavod hatzibur, Chazal said that that should not happen. So in other words, what that means, and this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Meikar Adin, a woman indeed can lane and have an aliyah, but that is not done according to Chachamim, according to Chazal, because of Kavod HaTzibur. So today, we have a fundamental question. We have discussed, is there also a problem when a woman lanes of Kol B'Isha Erevah? And some poskim said, in addition of the Kavod HaTzibur issue that's brought in the Gemara, there's a problem that it's Kol B'Isha Erevah, so she can't lane in shul for two reasons, or in shul or out of shul. So there are other poskim, and this is more the pashtus of the Gemara there, that there is no kol b'isha erva. A woman doesn't lane because of kavod hatzibur, but there's no kol b'isha erva. So the question is, if it's fundamentally because of kavod hatzibur, a certain sense of dignity or kavod for the tzibur, and we will tweak that definition in a little bit, does that mean that the tzibur can say, if it's because of our kavod, we can be mochel on that, we can do away with that, we're okay with a woman laning for us? And that is a question that is relevant in other areas as well, where Chazal instituted that something should not be done because of kavod hatzibur. Does that mean the tzibur can come and be mochel on their kavod? They can forego their kavod and say, we're okay with what Chazal otherwise prohibited doing. So we're going to start talking about one specific area in this question. We're going to step out of the Kol B'Isha Erevah laning context, and we're going to talk about a different context in Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam says, who is appropriate to be the chazan? So how about if you have a boy who has not fully reached puberty? Partially, not fully. Mishalo nisna mahala zekanoch, somebody literally who his beard is not filled in. Afa pishu chacham gadol, even though he's a talmud chacham, he has a lot of Torah knowledge, he's a yirei shamayim. Do yehe shaliach tzibur mipnei kavod hatzibur. He should not be the chazan because of kavod hatzibur. He hasn't reached full puberty yet. He is bar mitzvah, but not fully puberty. Therefore, it's not kavod hatzibur. So on that, that's the Rambam, that's his language. The Beis Yosef learns from the language of the Rambam that based on this, imratzu hatzibur limchol akvodam, nireh sharashus biadam. Based on the Rambam's language, if the tzibur wants to be mochel, forego their kavod, and say this young boy, this young man is acceptable to us, to be the chazan, they are allowed to do that, so they can be mochel on their kavod. That's the statement of the Beis Yosef. Now the Beis Yosef continues, and he says that indeed is the view of the Rambam, but the Rosh and the Tur disagree with that. They are of the view that the tzibur cannot be mochel on their kavod. If Chazal said something can't be done, it can't be done, and it's not up to the tzibur to say, but we're okay with that. So he says it's a machlokas between the Rambam, on the one hand, that the tzibur can be mochel, and the other hand, the Rosh and the Tur, that the tzibur cannot be mochel. On the other hand, the Bach, another major commentary on Shulchan Aruch, is actually a commentary on the Tur. So the Bach says that he disagrees with the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam. Again, the Beis Yosef said that the Rambam is of the view that the tzibur can be mochel. The Bach says even the Rambam would agree that the tzibur cannot be mochel. Why? Because the definition of mipnei kavod tzibur, what does that mean? So he says as follows, we'll quote the Bach, dein perush mipnei kavod tzibur shu keneged kvodam. It doesn't mean mipnei kavod tzibur that it's against the kavod lifnei bnei adam shetoyo bo mechilas tzibur. It's not about us. It's not about the tzibur down here, and it's not for our kavod, so we can be mochel on the kavod if we want to. That's not what's going on here, that it's about the kavod of this tzibur down here. Ela perusha, what it means is she'ein ze kavod tzibur. It is not kavod for this tzibur. It's not the right thing for this tzibur to do. It's not appropriate for this tzibur, it's not covered of this tzibur, to send a shaliach, a chazan, in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, who is not the appropriate messenger to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So what it's saying, it's not for us to be mochel about our kavod, it's It's talking about the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wouldn't be kavod for us to send a representative on our behalf in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if this young man has not fully reached puberty. So here, the Bach is saying, even according to the Rambam, when we have an issue of kavod at tzibur, the tzibur cannot be mochel. They absolutely cannot be mochel on their kavod, because we're talking about the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he continues as follows. This is the Bach. If you want to tell me that Mechila helps, we can forego our kavod. So all these takanas that Chazal instituted because of kavod at tzibur, we're going to be doing away with them. If we say that the tzibur can forego their kavod, what was the benefit of the takanas of Chazal? Everyone is just going to do away with those takanas. And because, for example, number one, that we shouldn't be rolling the Sefer Torah in front of the tzibur if it's going to take time. That's not kavod of a tzibur. The gabayim should prepare the Sefer Torah in advance, roll it in advance, get it to its proper place, because it's not kavod of a tzibur to have everyone waiting. And in addition, he says, v'chein isha lo tikra b'tzibur b'nei kavod of a tzibur, that a woman should not be laning for the tzibur, that it's not kavod of a tzibur. Of course, he can't be mochal. Chazal instituted it because it's kavod of a tzibur. That's not for us to forego it. And in addition, a katan, Chazal instituted that somebody below the age of bar mitzvah should not be duchening, and that's because of kavod tzibur. It's not for us to forego those issues. It was instituted by Chazal. It is not for us to say we are okay doing them. And in addition, he says another problem: if you would say that a tzibur can be mochal on their kavod, then nasu yisa agudos agudos. Different shuls will have different minhagim, because this tzibur will be mochal and this tzibur won't be mochal, and we can have different shuls, different communities having different minhagim. So for all of those reasons, the Bach concludes that even we have this concept of kavod tzibur, or Chazal instituted something because of kavod tzibur, that does not mean that tzibur can be mochel, that they have to adhere to what was instituted by Chazal. And if we apply all of that to what was mentioned also by the Bach, that the reason why a woman cannot lain is because of kavod tzibur, it's not for us to say we are okay with this, we are mochel on our kavod. And accordingly, based on this, the takana of Chazal that a woman should not lain because of kavod tzibur would stand, even if you have a tzibur that would be okay with it. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. It's not for us to override what was instituted by Chazal. Have a wonderful day.